It's about claims of individuals in that party having degrees that apparently they don't have. This seeming bizarre situation where for the last 6 months, over and over again, people have been suspended, they've apologized, they've left the party, there have been more allegations. There was a new one just on Friday in Cape Town about where somebody literally claimed, and they're in a high-ranking position in the city of Cape Town right now, they claimed in 2017 that they had a degree that they did not have. And that has caused me to think that we need to have a talk, not about lying, because we don't want politicians who lie. We don't want deception. We don't think that that's a difficult thing to think about. We don't think that that's a troubling thing to contest. But what I did want to have a talk about is, how important are degrees and higher education to politicians, to the point where there are politicians in South Africa regularly lying about the qualifications that they have? So after the news, we're going to talk about, how important is it for a politician to have a higher qualification? How important is it to how good they are at their job? Does it change how you think about them? Does it change whether or not you'll vote for them? Because clearly, the politicians seem to think that it's so important that they're willing to lie about it. And so let's talk about it.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In your headlines this hour, ANC workers to protest over salaries and lockdown easing delayed in the UK.
In your sport, 15-year-old South African skateboarder qualifies for the Tokyo Olympics, plus Marcel Kutsia to lead the Bulls in the Rainbow Cup final on Saturday. I'll have more details for you at 8:30.
With 16 others who face charges of fraud and money laundering. Three other accused that have appeared before have been granted bail, while